Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mira Hidejet. I'm with the Texas Department of State Health Services. I'd like to acknowledge my co-author, Nagla Alarian, and Dr. David Lakey, the Commissioner of the Department of Health. Today I'm going to be talking about examining associations between socioeconomic status, geographic variation, and low birth weight in Texas. I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, in terms of background, low birth weight is a significant public health issue in the state of Texas. The Texas rate for low birth weight is slightly higher than the national rate in 2012, which is 8%, and ours is 8.3%. But because we're such a populous state, 10% of all low birth weight babies in the United States are born in Texas. Not only is it significant in magnitude, it's also significant in terms of that it's a continuing issue. So there's been a slight increase in the 1990s in the percentage of low birth weight, and there has been no decline since the mid-2000s. A couple of the risks and consequences that have been well documented in the literature. Low birth weight puts babies at higher risk for comorbidities in the infancy, and even some studies suggest later in life and adolescence. And not only are they at risk themselves, there's also cost to society in terms of higher hospitalization costs and longer hospital stays. A couple of the causes and correlates that have been well documented in the literature for risk for low birth weight include early term deliveries, labor pregnancy complications, mother's pre-pregnancy medical conditions. There's also socioeconomic factors such as mother's education. Lower educated mothers tend to have higher risk for low birth weight, as well as mothers who are race ethnic minorities and mothers who are unmarried. There's also geographical and environmental factors that are associated with low birth weight, such as low access to services and prenatal care, living in areas with high concentrated and persistent poverty, as well as areas with high crime. For this paper in particular, we wanted to examine the Texas area in terms of public health regions. Texas is divided into 8 public health regions that are one of the purposes is to deliver, administer public health services across the region. And as you can see here in the gray area are the areas, the counties where the state delivers healthcare services because the local Department of Health doesn't provide these services themselves. And you can see here there's a really vast area where there's gray, and the areas in blue are the ones when there's a local health government that can provide services. And here are some of the services that the state provides that are relevant to maternal child health services. And in addition to filling gaps in services that are not provided by the local government, the state also coordinates between city, county, and federal levels in terms of emergency preparedness, tobacco prevention, and disease surveillance. There's also additional regional and environmental differences across the state of Texas. There's a wide economic disparity across the state. For example, in the Southwest region, there's higher rates of poverty and unemployment, lower median household income, and compared to the Northeast part of the state. In terms of demographic composition, there's also a very wide range here. In the south part of Texas, there's 83% of the population are Hispanic, whereas in the northeast section of Texas, 68% are non-Hispanic whites. In terms of nativity, in the south part of Texas, a third of mothers giving birth in 2012 were foreign-born, whereas in the northeast region, it's 16%. In terms of geography, there's also urban and rural differences. The Southwest region has large rural areas. Many counties in these regions are federally designated as health provider shortage areas. So this indicates that there's low provider to population ratio and difficult access to care. So in this map, for example, on the red line on the right side, this is the center part of Jeff Davis County. This is a health provider shortage county. And as you can see, somebody who's trying to obtain primary health care, for example, may have to travel to the nearest urban area to obtain those services, which is in the El Paso area, and it's the distance is approximately 200 miles. So it's quite far to travel. Not only that, the state of Texas also shares a border, an international border with Mexico. And in the 1983, the governments of both countries created an agreement to identify and improve upon certain environmental and public health challenges that are particular to counties that are in those regions, such as water-land contamination, air pollution, pesticide poisonings, toxic waste disposal, and they've also agreed to improve surveillance and intervention for environmental-related issues. So living in these counties may have some effects that are detrimental to health, as opposed to not living in the border areas. Okay, so the research questions for this study, how are socioeconomic status, demographic factors, and geographic factors associated with low birth weight in Texas? And given the diversity of the Texas population in terms of race, ethnicity, nativity, and geography, are there any interactions between these variables? And if so, how do they impact disparities in low birth weight? For this analysis, we used birth certificate data from 2012 for the state, including all singleton births in hospital setting to Texas residents, about 365,000 births. The dependent variable is low birth weight, less than 2,500 grams. We have about 6.6% in the sample, and you can see here most of the births in this year are within the normal range, and with some a little bit higher than what's considered normal birth weight. And the mean is about 3,400 grams. A couple of the independent variable here, demographic, socioeconomic factors, geographic factors, and we also control for gestational age and medical conditions that are listed in the birth certificate, such as chronic conditions and conditions that are pregnancy related, such as hypertension, gestation, diabetes, and those kinds of conditions. And in terms of analyses, we use the logistic regression with the outcome of low birth weight, yes or no dichotomous outcome. And we ran two different types of models, main effects models and interaction models. And we're looking at PHR and urban interaction. And then if I have time, I'll go into the interaction between Hispanic and border residents. So here's the modeling strategy for the main effects models. First, we start with the demographic variables. And then we added border status and urban status in model two. Model three adds public health region. And then the fourth model has medical conditions and gestational age. A couple of the sample characteristics here. Non-Hispanic whites are a minority in the state of Texas for birth, 34%, but they have a lot lower percentage of low birth weight, whereas non-Hispanic blacks, 11% of the population, have a much higher rate of low birth weight. In terms of high school, most of the almost half of the sample have high school education or lower, and they also have higher low birth weight compared to better educated women. And I'd like to move on to the regional PHR differences here. As you can see, the population distribution varies a lot by region. The region 2-3, this is the Dallas area, and region 6-5 is the Houston area. So together, they make up most of the births in 2012. And there's also quite a variation here in terms of percentage low birth weight. Region 4-5, which is in the northeast corner of the state, has the lowest percentage of low birth weight. And medical conditions during pregnancy. We see that women who have any medical conditions have a much higher rate of low birth weight than women who have zero medical conditions. And weeks of gestation is entered as a continuous variable. The mean is 38.4 weeks. And the higher the number of weeks of gestation, obviously the lower percentage of low birth weight. Okay, so here are the regression results, and all the coefficients are significant except for the ones that are signified as non-significant. We see here higher odds of low birth weight for blacks, native-born Hispanics, unmarried women, and low-educated women. And here's the graphical illustration of that table showing the persistence of higher odds for low birth weight for non-Hispanic blacks. And for the Hispanic population, if you combine the two and you don't take into account the nativity, you would see that they tend to have lower risk for low birth weight compared to non-Hispanic whites. But when you split it up by nativity, you see that the native-born Hispanics actually had a slightly higher risk for low birth weight, and that's become non-significant in the full model. And the foreign-born Hispanics actually the subgroup that's driving that that finding into lower risk of low birth weight. And here's the findings for low-educated mothers, and this is consistent with the literature. We're finding higher odds of low birth weight persisting across the models for low-educated mothers. Okay, so this is a bivariate model, just public health region and low birth weight. And we're seeing here in the northeast corner, that's the reference group. And as we move westward towards the state, we see higher risk for low birth weight in the western part of the state, except for the south part, which has a heavily foreign-born Hispanic population. And here I'd like to point out the border county. Living in a border county region actually doesn't differ that much in terms of risk for low birth weight, and it's not significant in the full model. urban areas, however, they started out as having a higher risk for low birth weight, but then when we control for all the variables in the full model, it's the risk is actually lower. And in terms of region, we see that in the full model, there's a lot of, most of the coefficients became non-significant. Okay, so for the interaction term between region and urban rural, we want to see if there's any regional variations in low birth weight in urban and rural counties, given that, as you can see here, the urban-rural percentages differ widely depending on region, and some of them, like PHR 11 in the bottom, have a ratio of 1, which means that the urban and rural counties don't differ that much in that region, but then region 9 and 10 right above it, the ratio from urban to rural is almost twice. So here are the results between region and urban interaction in the model with no controls on the left, and the full model is on the right side. So we see that in the full model, most urban areas had a decrease in odds ratios than in the model with no controls, and the findings are statistically significant. And this indicates that the higher low birth weight in urban areas in these regions are partially mediated by demographic, SES, and health factors. PHR 11, you can see here the odds ratios are fully accounted for in the full model by these same variables. For region 2, 3, and region 7, they actually saw a slight increase in odds ratios in the full model, indicating that the effects of region and urban population composition, health, and SES intensified for low birth weight. For the rural areas, the general trend here is that in the full model, most of the differences in rural areas across the regions are wiped out by the controls in the model. Except for PHR 1 and PHR 11 here, we see that in these rural areas, in these regions, they actually had higher low birth weight compared to region 4 or 5. So here's a summary for the urban and PHR interaction. Although most of the main effects models was mostly not significant, we see that in our interaction model, they indicate that higher low birth weight in urban areas are significant, albeit that most of the effects are partially mediated by SES, geographic, and health variables. And I'll move on to the second interaction term here really quickly. We also looked at does low birth weight among Hispanics vary by border county residents, and the short answer here is not really. If you look at foreign-born and native-born, the differences between border county and non-border compared to non-Hispanic whites, the difference, the majority of the difference you can see is about the nativity. So that's the distinguishing factor for Hispanics in terms of low birth weight, not so much where they reside, whether it's border or non-border. Okay, so in conclusion, we looked at interaction models and main effects models, and looking at SES, geographic variation, and medical conditions in terms on how that affects low birth weight in the state of Texas. We found that earlier weeks of gestation and medical conditions such as hypertension are strong determinants of low birth weight. Geography was also found to be significantly associated with low birth weight, suggesting possible environmental and infrastructural disparities. And we also found consistent evidence with the literature for the effect of race, ethnicity, and education that are persistent throughout the different models that we ran. A couple of limitations. We didn't have any controls for variables such as prenatal care that may be important in predicting low birth weight. And also medical conditions that we have are listed in the birth certificate, so they might not capture the full range of medical conditions that are available in a medical chart, for example. And another limitation is that in this analysis, we didn't have any controls for or any neighborhood characteristics. And that's something that we're working on right now, is to add characteristics for each neighborhood in terms of poverty, unemployment, crime, and healthcare availability, in addition to adjusting for land use and land development when we're measuring distance to facilities. Thank you.